The knowledge industry today is synonymous with software. It's an industry with a promising future, especially due to the fact that we've been having or seeing a very good market penetration, technological enhancements which actually support the industry, and thirdly, a good amount of affordability in the customer base. So given this particular promising proposition, what are the hard challenges for the software industry? Well, the first challenge is that of productization of services and offerings. Typical contracts in software are now moving from the traditional time and material model to lump sum model, essentially because business factors allowing control on cost-benefit issues in software are easier managed with a lump sum. Further, it's easier to have quality benchmarks. So this is a transition from the I don't know, but I would work it out paradigm to the new paradigm where I say I deliver to the business impact of my clients. Secondly, the growth in the sector has been sporadic. From software firms to software companies, we're now moving on to software factories, and the latest trend or latest vogue is that of software conglomerates. The variety of services and skill sets, coupled with huge manpower, giving rise to a variety of challenges, essentially like risk of the dilution of strategic values. Further, overlapping technologies in the sector only mean internal competition. You might very well see companies having two departments which are competing with each other in terms of the markets that they operate in. The third major challenge is that of the Generation IT phenomenon. You've heard of Generation X, Generation Y. Well, I call something here as the Generation IT phenomenon. To begin with, the sweat and toil in the sector is already done with. The sector has grown, made its prominence, and is now widely accepted as a booming sector and a fast-moving sector or fast-growing sector. The initial days with the scarcity in supply triggered opportunity for lesser skill sets is no longer the case now. Now, with stabilization, a newer breed of management is required, essentially to take it to the next level. It's here that there is always a conflict between the existing management and the new generation IT which is going to come in and replace the current management. The fourth challenge is that of value chain optimization. There are niche areas along the value chain which have been in focus in this particular industry, particularly areas like outsourcing, software as a service, cloud computing, consulting, product management, etc. Companies now need to look at their value chain and see how they're going to optimize along the overall business value chain. So this calls for essentially a company portfolio optimization, looking at which value chain proposition the company should have and how it should take further. And lastly, we are doing away with the one-hit record phenomenon, be it an algorithm, a product or a service. Today the trend is moving from the one-hit record to a consistent player record. Companies which have been one-hit records, they've come and they've gone, then they've stayed in the industry for short durations, some of them being acquired, some of them just dying away with time. But there are many who were growing in the initial phases. This is changing today, and we're going to get a more consistent player record in the near future. So we're going to see a lot of corporate reposturing due to this particular phenomenon. In short, after the acquisition spree that we saw in the last 7 years, it's time to see massive strategic reorganization of businesses in the coming 5 years. After all, the challenges are only getting harder for the software industry with time. This is Nikhil Gurjar from Consulting Connoisseurs. Thank you for your time.